This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Welcome on into an abbreviated edition of Sports Talk. 6:30, we've got LSU baseball at Texas. First pitch at 7 on 105.3 FM. Meanwhile, over on 870 AM, the Pelicans are taking on the Minnesota Timberwolves. Pregame coverage, 6:30, 7 o'clock tip-off in Minnesota there. No Zion Williamson in action tonight.
Aw, man.
He was pretty dominant in that last win they had over the T-Wolves, and I guess they figure... we don't want to get too many wins down the stretch here.
Yeah, I mean, it's like, you know, earlier in the season I was complaining about how they keep sitting him, and now it's just like, gosh, just get to the end of the season.
Right,
and
not, please. Like, I just don't let him get hurt again either.
Like, you're seeing what he can be, and you know, even Anthony Edwards is like, man, this guy's pretty freaking good.
I saw that,
like,
right?
Yeah, I mean, we could probably, yeah, they should be better than they are, right? So, I don't know. Like, I'm at the point, if I had the ability to just hit fast forward and just...
simulate season.
Yeah, we talked about this with the Saints too. You know, I think I would do that, but you know, it is what it is. We'll see. I mean, Alfred Payton, man, that's what we're rooting for. We're rooting for another triple double from Alfred Payton.
Looking at, we didn't talk at all about LSU baseball. Massive matchup for them in Austin tonight. A top 10 ranking in the D1Baseball.com has LSU number 2, Texas number 8. And definitely the real, we talked about last weekend being, you know, the SEC test for the Tigers. They lived up to that, ended up sweeping Missouri. LSU's rolling right now, looking to win their 17th straight game this evening in Austin against Texas. But this is definitely a step up in competition, and be curious to see how the Tiger bats go against the Longhorns pitching, who has definitely been their calling card so far during this season. The Longhorns lineup, I'll go with you, Charlie, too. They haven't really been that thus impressive so far this year. We'll see how Tigers pitching holds up against them.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to the pitching matchup, as you mentioned tonight, is Cade Anderson versus Jared Spencer. Should be a lot of fun. As you mentioned, with the hitting for Texas, their team batting average is .296, which is 10th in the SEC.
Yeah.
So kind of middle of the pack, you know how it is, as far as on the mound, significantly better, especially the starting pitching rotation, which is what we've talked about with Mark Etheridge earlier on in the week. You know, LSU's bats, they've been really solid all season long, but the real test is going to be coming up this upcoming weekend.
Yeah, saw the LSU Tigers putting out their lineups tonight, and Ethan Frye, after having a big night against UNO, is coming up as the DH spot in this one, also because Texas has got a southpaw lefty on the mound this evening.
Yeah, senior left-handed pitcher Jared Spencer has got a 2-0 record, a 2.36 ERA, 26 and two-thirds innings pitched, 36 strikeouts to 10 walks. And Etheridge made a good point about Spencer as well, Steve, is that he was a relief pitcher in his career with Texas, but then he got injured. This year, he's been kind of thrown into the starting role on Friday nights, but he's been very, very solid. So kind of the game plan for LSU, get to him early, take a lot of pitches, you know, make him labor for 5 to 6 innings, and then get him out of the game as soon as possible and get to that bullpen where Texas is a little bit more vulnerable.
Tomorrow night, we've got some LSU women's basketball in the NCAA tournament. I would the thought that the women's tournament would start earlier than the men's, but that's not the case here.
No, I think they've changed how they do it, but I do appreciate that the women's tournament has the home games. Right.
Yeah, the PMAC will be rocking tomorrow night.
Yeah, I think that's a good that would be kind of cool if the NCAA tournament did that, because you look at some of these regionals and no one's there. Right? Like, you watch some of these early games and the 16-1 is like, okay, you know, it's like 12 fans out there. I did get a kick out of I was watching Tulane Memphis. I don't know if it was Memphis. I can't remember who they were playing in the American Athletic Conference tournament.
Yeah.
It looked like a COVID game.
That empty,
because like you they showed like the baseline angle. I mean, you could it genuinely looked like they were playing under COVID restrictions where there was nobody in the
whole
stadium.
There's people at the scorer's table and that's about it.
I mean, you could look at the seats there. I mean, there's a reason they have the shot close because it was. But no, I mean the women's game. I mean, what you can say for LSU and they, you know, they're getting Flaje Johnson back. They're getting Anissa Morrow
huge right
back, and yeah, you know what? We had Kim Mulkey on yesterday, and she's like, hey, you know, we were going to lose games if she didn't play, and we were like, that's fine. We're going to lose games. They've lost three of the last four games, but they kind of fell to a three seed. What you can say for LSU is they should feel reasonably comfortable as a three seed, because that's what they were a couple years ago when they went to the championship game and blew out Iowa and did their thing. So, you know, I think they have a chance. I mean, It's tough in college in the women's game because it's like you're either in that top group or you're not. And LSU is definitely in that top group. They don't have a point guard. Like, I think that's when I watched this women's this team play compared to a couple years ago, it was Alexis Morris was the everything in those big clutch moments, and obviously Angel Reese. They don't really have a point guard this year. They're kind of playing the big point. You know, Flaje is going to initiate a lot of it. So it's tough to win a tournament that way, right? Because coming down the stretch of games, you really need someone to be strong on the ball. That's why when I'm making my bracket, a lot of times, okay, I'm not sure who I like in this matchup. Which team has the better point guard? Like, which team has the veteran point guard that I trust coming down the stretch of games to make free throws, to hit big shots, to create? And if I say, okay, this team has that, then I'm usually going to go with that team.
Are you that much of a college basketball fan that you have a women's bracket or no?
I don't do a
women's bracket. Okay, I was like, man, no, man, wow.
I do a women's bracket, but I just pick UConn
every day.
And
okay.
I don't pick any of the other games.
Looking at the LSU women tomorrow night, really took me by surprise that it's such a late tip-off for them, a 9:15 start in the PMAC.
I never understand how they figured all that stuff out. Like, it's, I think they're trying to avoid windows with other games, and I don't know. But yeah, that is late for a local, like if we were in the West Coast, right? But I guess it's probably because they're playing San Diego State.
Right, exactly. I was like, but why are you catering to the away team or the lesser seed?
Well, because the home team gets a home game, right? I think you're catering to Baton Rouge by giving them the game, so you at least give them a reasonable tip-off.
Yeah, the first game in the PMAC will be 6:45 tomorrow. That's Florida State, the sixth seed, taking on a number 11 in George Mason. LSU's game will follow that against San Diego State, who's a 14 seed, at 9:50 p.m. That's really late for me.
Some of these games are crazy late. And I always feel bad for the newspapers because, you know, they're going to push deadline. Like, the Advocate's going to push deadline to get that game in, and, you know, hopefully it doesn't go to overtime. And you never know. Like, one of the games before it takes long. It's a ton of fouls and overtimes. And suddenly that 9:50 tip-off is really, you know, 10:30. But hey, you know, sounds like we have a party bus going by outside. Good for them.
Yeah, I heard that. I was like, what's going on? Somebody's Friday's kicking off right.
Way up here, and we can hear that. It's kind of wild. But hey, you know, it's always tough for me to keep track of the women's tournament when the men's tournament is going on, because it's just like I'm so burned out by the time these games end. I'm like, oh, there's more.
You mentioned, you know, people in the newspaper biz being on deadlines. I'll never forget when you started here. And the infamous LSU out in the West Coast Regional, was it again in Oregon?
Oh, God, nightmare.
Yeah, it was like those Corvallis. Late starts that went on forever.
No, it was Eugene. And they were starting games at like 11:30 p.m.
I was like, man, this guy's just starting. It's being put through the ringer here already.
These games were ending at like 3 a.m. Like, why? And it was Paul, and like in a lot of instances, we're like, we'll catch up in the morning, but it was Paul Mineri's like swan song.
Right.
So they were all really big, important games. And LSU just kept winning. I think they lost to Tennessee that year in the Super Regional.
Right.
But yeah, no, that was some of these college
let
starts,
the scar
man.
On you.
Yeah, that is the one. Like, I'm a huge fan of college athletics, but the way that the start times in some of these games is just unconscionable.
Looking at the only game right now going on in the Florida. NCAA yeah. men's basketball tournament. Yeah, Florida just dominating Norfolk State. I don't think there's any surprise there. It's currently 42-14 all Gators.
I think Florida's the best team in this tournament. And it's because, you know, my big gripe about the SEC is it's a lot of run and shoot, not a ton of defense, not a ton of actual offense. Right? It's a lot of like NBA ISO ball type stuff. And some of the best teams in college, in my opinion, are the ones that have sets, right? The ones that have an offensive playbook. And I just don't see that from a lot of the SEC teams, but I do see that from Florida. They run offense and they have the horses at the same time. Like, all these elite SEC teams have the horses. They have the players, they have the athletes, but they don't have the scheme. They don't have the coaching that I want to see out of a top championship level college program. Now, I do see that out of Florida. I also see that out of Arkansas. That's why I felt good. Like, they're a 10 seed, but I felt like they're going to upset Kansas. Because I feel like Kansas, like, Bill Self is not, I don't think he's coaching that team the way he once was. I think the last few years for that team have kind of fallen off. I think he's toward the end of his rope there as that coach. But no, there's only a few teams in the SEC that I feel like run offense the way they need to. It's Florida, it is Tennessee, and it is Arkansas.
Speaking of, you know, head coaches, we're going to get into one of your brackets. One of the more interesting brackets I've heard of that you filled out, talking about most punchable faces.
Yeah. We can get into that. Yeah. I don't want to condone violence or anything, but we can get into that.
We'll take a break here on WWL. I'll be right back to close things out on Sports Talk right after this.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Hey, it's Gemma Spegg, host of the Open Mind original podcast, Mantra. Every Monday, I'll bring you a new mantra, a simple yet powerful phrase to help you clear your mind and stay grounded amidst the chaos. I'll also share some personal stories, journal prompts, and a weekly challenge to bring each mantra to life. Follow and listen to Mantra, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Open Mind Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Looking at the NCAA men's basketball tourney scoreboard, New Mexico Marquette just tipping off. We got Kentucky with a little bit of an early lead over Troy, 11-9 there. That one just got started. And boy, oh boy, Florida is putting it to Norfolk State, 45-19. Wanted to get into one of Jeff's brackets here, one of the more interesting ones. People sometimes pick mascots. They go with their heart on some nicknames. But Jeff, you went with coaches with the most punchable faces.
Yeah, and I'm not condoning violence here. I'm just saying, like, if you saw a story come out saying, hey, so-and-so went into the locker room and his point guard punched him in the face, you'd be like, oh, okay, I can see it. Yeah. You can see it. It's all visual, right? And so I'm in a pool where we take 10 teams and you get 4 points per win plus their seed. And so my 10 teams were the coaches who I feel have the most punchable faces. So let's just run down. First, Auburn. You got Bruce Pearl. Easy pick. Two, St. John's. Rick Pitino. You know, he's got that Mafia Don energy. I'd be worried about it. But hey, you know, Goodfellas is Goodfellas. Michigan State. You got Tom Izzo, obviously. Texas A&M. Buzz Williams. I mean, come on. Illinois, Brad Underwood's always yelling about something. UCLA, Mick Cronin just looks mean. UConn, Danny Hurley. I'm being objective here. Everyone wants to punch Dan Hurley in the face. John Calipari at Arkansas, Sean Miller at Xavier, and then finally, Mr. McNeese himself, Will Wade, one of the more punchable guys. I love me some Will Wade, but you know, he's got it coming. Let's be real,
folks. Thanks for tuning in tonight for Charlie Long, Jeff Nowak. I'm Steve Geller. Coming up on 105.3 FM, coverage of LSU baseball at Texas. Meanwhile, over on 870 AM, we've got pregame Pelicans at Minnesota T-Wolves action with a 7 p.m. tip-off there. Hope you have a great weekend and hope those back brackets are intact. We'll talk on Monday. Have a good one. Good night.